The following is a Fourth Hand production.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order when we are successful, and we will be. We have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
Reptile wins.
After 1989, President Bush kept said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
Reptile wins.
A new world is emerging. It is a new world order.
Reptile wins.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like.
Reptile wins. Fatality.
Brother, and remember, and remember, and remember. The reptilian agenda.
Could there be a secret class of reptilian puppet masters working to create a new world order and become our lizard overlords? Do they rule us already? Is it already too late? Reptilians, next on Hysteria 51.
Life is a mystery. Confusion is all around us. The truth is out there, but you won't find it here. Welcome to Hysteria 51. Come inside our secret hideaway as we talk conspiracy theories, mysteries, and the unexplained. All viewed through skeptical eyes and the blurry lens of a beer bottle. Now, here are your hosts, Brent Hand and John Goforth.
All right, we're rolling. We're rolling!
Reptile wins. Fatality.
They always do. Welcome into another edition of Hysteria 51. My name is John Goforth. I am here with my co-captain, Brent Hand.
What is up, Hysteria Nation?
We are joined by two new special guests. I will introduce them in opposite order of age. Or should I do it alphabetically?
I was just going to do it by which one you like better first.
Okay.
How could it even be opposite order of age?
There's no standard order of age.
you sit and think about that while I introduce my favorite conspiracy bot. What's going on?
Hola, meet Sax. As always, it's a pleasure.
Woo, buddy.
All right. Other than conspiracy bot, we also have Joe Peck and Bailey Szymanski. Did I say that right? First off.
Oh, boy.
Szymanski, but it's okay.
And it's pronounced Joe.
It's pronounced Joe. It's pronounced Joe Men.
Joe.
Well, welcome both. Thanks for joining the show. Is there anything you'd like to tell Hysteria Nation about yourself?
They obviously had dick to do on a Thursday night. They are here and they work cheap. So I think I summed it up.
I mean, I would just say long time listener, first time caller, Ted. Hey.
Thanks. And
dynamic drop in.
Bailey.
Oh, we got a lot to bring to the table. Just you wait.
Like literally a table. We are actually at a table for those who don't know.
I will say you've already talked more than last week's guests, so you've got something going for you.
Killer guests. You guys know how to pick them.
Bailey, you are our second millennial we've ever had. Oh, it's
third.
Exciting.
The co-host is a millennial.
That is like my wife this week was like, I don't get John. I'm like, what? What? She's like,
well, no,
like,
she just doesn't get me. But
he talks about being a millennial like he's all proud and angry that you'd say otherwise. And isn't that just terrible? It's like, yeah, I think so. I think it's terrible.
People belong in columns, and that is my column.
You're the Excel spreadsheet of our
that's
group.
Exactly right. It is black and white. There is no gray.
Uh-oh. All right. What are we talking about this week, John?
We are talking about reptilians.
The lizard people at their best. You know what? At the end, before we get out of here, we're doing the test to see if any of you pricks are lizard people. No one's getting out of here.
You have to do the test. These guys didn't even know about the test.
I know.
When I met up with them earlier.
It's crazy.
Let me ask you this. If one of us tests positive, do the rest of them Do the rest kill that one?
No, you fucking
we
take
just
me.
Jesus. A ride on your back to the top.
Guys, I'll just let you, I'll spoil it. Spoiler alert. I already tested positive. I'm 7-8. I'm 7 of 8.
We know you tested positive.
It's real.
We know that.
It's real.
We're talking about reptilians, not, well, never mind.
But the thing about it is, well, here's the thing, just to get started, like, that doesn't even, it's a meaningless test because obviously we are all partially reptilian.
We all got that lizard brain. He's making me angry just fucking talking right now. See? See, it's kicking in.
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
Like, this is our descendants. Like, all right. I mean, this is where we came from.
It, well.
Or we are the descendants, I guess.
As was foretold in the Bible, right?
I thought
no, no. Raptor Jesus was foretold in the Bible.
Was it Raptor Jesus or Monkey Jesus? Or like, because I'm so confused. First,
Donkey Kong?
It's, no, man. Like, it's always like you come from monkeys. It's divine intervention. Then it's like, no, you're all come from lizards.
Raptor Jesus.
I know. I go with the Raptor Jesus. Right?
The Merovingians.
Hey, I think
mean,
we all know one thing, that King Koopa was a lizard person.
Muster the Goombas.
Finally.
That you know what? If you had to find the finest instance of Koopa ever.
He was a pretender. He was a pretender to the throne. You know that. He was no king. He's not my king.
Well, he had to run a whole fucking kingdom to be able to afford the 93 kids he had. Had to buy them all castles.
In the wake of last week's election, I'll just say, I've got a sign made. He's not my king.
All right. Before we get too far off the deep end, let's talk what we're drinking. All right, Brent, what do you got over there? Surprise us.
Buddy. Bud Light at its best. You know how I go.
Shocking. Joe.
Still in a bottle, though, so it classes up.
Joe, what are you drinking tonight?
Twist off, right?
Do they make non-twist off Bud Light? Is it an extra 5 cents?
It's hard to say in this economy. don't know. The fiscal cliff, man, still looms heavy. I'm going with an interesting conglomeration here.
Whatever was in my bar?
come on, man. Like, you know, I'm not mooching your liquor. That's later. That's later.
That's after we finish the liquor we brought.
That's like after we finish the conspicuously small amount of liquor that we made it into a huge ordeal to stop and buy.
When we stopped at the grocery store, all three of you came back. I'm like, do you need me to pop the back? No, we're good.
Yeah,
we're good.
We literally had nothing. We bought three bags.
You got three people that enjoy liquor immensely. They come back with 240s. It was weird.
Yeah. You know what sound I wish you had? The old Saturday Night Live one with, damn, you won malt liquor picker. I think it's not Colt 45, whatever it is. I'm drinking a little Maker's in the bottom of the cup. By which I mean a lot, and some of this Henry's Hard Cherry Coke. Cola. Cherry Cola.
That is an interesting mix right there.
It's okay. It's okay.
Just weighing it down with regret. Just putting it right on top.
Well, that's my life. There's no more regret to add.
Bailey, what do you have in that?
I've got the Makers and Cherry as well, and I've got some rosé on deck.
Probably one of the finer rosés I've ever seen.
You know she's a professional wine drinker when she shows up at your house with her own bottle opener. She was ready for
she
it.
She also showed up to the grocery store with her own bottle of wine, which is an unusual situation I've never
but
seen.
But she does buy jug of wine.
Didn't you get the impression that she just had that bottle of wine in her purse? Not
100%.
Not specifically for
no
tonight.
Occasion.
Yeah.
Frankly, she's thinking about what she's going to do to replace it now because it'll be drank before she leaves.
I've been looking for
Brent,
an
I would keep
to drink
a, keep an eye on your bar, buddy.
Let's be honest, it's going to be drank before the end of this segment.
I've been looking for an occasion to drink this since 6 o'clock when I bought it. So, John, what you got?
All right. So, as you've heard, we have some Maker's Mark tonight. I also have Maker's Mark. I'm mixing it with. All right, this is kind of weird. Monster Rehab. Have you ever had Monster Rehab?
Just kidding. Like, I'm going to mix it in with.
This actually will be an interesting experiment because Monster Rehab suggests to me that you drink it the day after you drank all the Maker's Mark. So doing it in one cycle, like, I don't know what your body.
It's like when you go to the strip club and they give you those Monopoly money and shots of penicillin.
Yes.
Like, just like we're cutting
it's a,
right
it's a
to
preemptive
the
strike.
Yeah. All makes right. sense.
And finally, Conspiracy Bot, what do you have over there?
Oh, dude, he was in the mood for this show. Listen to this shit.
I got a 40 of Cobra to celebrate our future reptilian overlords.
That shit will put hair on your robot chest.
I don't know. Well, here's the thing. If you're listening right now and you're not laughing, let me just reiterate, that was actually hilarious.
Laugh now. No, see the person across from you staring at you with the slits in their eyes? They will make you laugh.
I don't know if you realize it, but that was hilarious.
So, speaking of hilarious, hilariously terrifying, John, why don't you give us a little elevator pitch on reptilians?
That was a master segue. You've been hosting for a long time.
I've been taking classes.
Well, we can talk about the elevator into the Chilean mine.
That's coming later. Hint, hint. All right. Here's the Reader's Digest on reptilians. Reptilians, also known as lizard people, saurians, draconians, reptiloids, or even reptoids.
Anunnaki.
Well, check that. No. Depending on who you talk to, reptoids is actually a slur to them.
Yeah, I was just going
to
say, that's their word.
But as they refuse to reveal themselves, I suppose we don't know that for sure. Reptilians are a reptile-like humanoid organism from space and or another dimension, hell-bent on taking over the world and or dimension. They're known to feed on...
This fifth dimension is mine. What dimension is it? The cotton candy dimension.
Can I just say, every time I think of reptilian, all I can think of is the lizard dude on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. What's his name? Reptile King? No, that was Rat King.
Leatherhead or something.
I don't know. His fucking name.
That might be it. It might be Leatherhead. Yeah.
Anyway,
it was like a crappy version of the lizard from Marvel.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was. Yeah.
He might have even had a lab coat, which I always wondered if you turned into a reptile like Dr. O'Connor did to become the lizard. Why didn't you ditch the lab coat? There's no way that's practical.
He didn't go to 8 years of fucking college to not wear a lab coat just because he's a reptile.
He didn't keep
the heart listening device. Like
Stethoscope. All right. Reptilians, they're known to feed on angry emotions and or children's blood and or children's tears and or their negative energy as they rape them.
Now, is that like, like metaphysical rape or like sexual?
I wish I was kidding about that. I'm not. Reptilians are literally pederasses.
So, like, I guess I shouldn't have laughed there. That's fucking terrible.
That's kind of weird.
They might live under us in Earth's crust. They also might live in the moon, which might or might not be their spaceship. We definitely maybe know. I know that was an unnecessary Oasis reference. Or was it?
Oh.
I would question, were they referencing the reptilians?
Question everything.
So we definitely maybe know that they're either living descendants of dinosaurs, kind of like we're the living descendants of monkeys, or aliens, or interdimensional travelers, or the spawn of ancient Egyptian lizard-like gods, the Anunnaki, or I suppose a mixture therein. Oh, and as far as appearance goes, they might be shapeshifters, or they might control their appearance by using high-frequency vibrations to project holograms of humans from their liquid crystal skulls, or they might be wearing good old-fashioned human skin suits. Think, you know.
That's the one I like to get behind, just because it's just fun.
Think, if you don't know what I mean by skin suits, think V. Either, well, you can use the 80s version or the remake. They are our masters, but we don't know it. They're working to rule over us all. Or already rule over us all, or are us all. Well, at least some of us, the ones in charge, actually in the human skin suits. This is all in an effort to make a one world government. They are also part of, and or in charge of, or leading the Illuminati, the Freemasons, and the Skull and Bones. Some known pedophiliac space monsters are as follows. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's not even a good disguise on that motherfucker.
Pretty much the entire Bush family, the Queen of England, Miley Cyrus, Oprah Winfrey, and Kiwi songstress Lorde. If you're looking for a complete list, consult YouTube. There are plenty of greeny videos for you to watch. Now, I know what you're thinking, but no, he's not. He's obviously a mole man.
bum bum. Who are you talking about? I don't get it. What's that joke? Who? Who? I'm not going to tell you, but you're going to find it huge.
Yeah. Yeah. He's absolutely huge. No. Huge.
Huge.
Let me tell you, folks.
No H. Huge.
Huge. I'm not going to tell you, but he's absolutely huge.
All right. So
we're back.
It was like a Trump mixed with a JFK.
The problem is when you look this shit up,
Quimby.
No one online, and we've done a fair amount of research.
You can see where I was going with all of that. Yeah.
There is.
Could you?
Either side of the story you're on deals in absolutes. Always. Like, so no matter what you're reading, it's like, this is the fucking way it is. No, this guy's wrong. This is the way it is. And it's so fucking delicious. Like, it is out there. So let's just dive into kind of, I guess, breaking them down a little bit. So reptilians are tall, around 7 to 9 feet, or 14 to 22 feet, depending on what we're working with here. Have green, scaly skin, 3 long fingers.
Okay. But I already got to stop you. How is Barack Obama or the Bushes a reptilian?
You've already told us easily, John, even though they're 7 to 9 feet or up to 22 feet, you can't change your actual physical size.
But you said you wanted to go with the skin suit.
No, that's my favorite. There's different kinds. We're going to get into that. They use vibrations to make us think they're actually, I mean, you're like, oh yeah, duh. I was just checking to see if you knew.
Right. From their crystal skulls.
Well, that's the thing. It's one of the advantages to having a liquid crystal skull, John, not just a crystal skull. Like, let's all make sure we understand that the crystal skulls have been proven to be manufactured. Liquid crystal is different.
Yes.
Cue Dan Aykroyd and his wonderful vodka.
Crystal skull vodka. I actually posted about that on our Twitter page today.
Did you? But did you know that he was talking to Britney Spears on the phone when he saw Men in Black?
Every time I do something crazy, I'm usually talking to Britney Spears on the phone. It's just the way it rolls. All right. So they have 3 long fingers and an opposable thumb with talons on the ends, holes for ears, muscular legs and arms, and large eyes. There have been reports.
I dated a girl like that once.
She was Hungarian.
She was.
There have been reports of reptilians with and without tails, with and without wings, and hidden genitalia. They have been sighted wearing very little clothes except for armor, but are always seen with some sort of utility belt said to be used to help them become invisible.
So Batman is a reptilian.
That's exactly what we're getting.
Where do you hide your genitalia, Brett?
I like to tuck it back. Well, usually I hide it in the mirror.
Have you seen The Crying Game?
Where'd you fuck
now we're
me?
Getting Silence of the Lambs here.
I'd fuck
yeah,
me.
I know. This is no, all a Silence of the Lizards. Of strange things.
I'd fork tongue me. I'd fork tongue me hard.
It puts the lotion on his skin.
It puts the
baby's blood on its scales. It places. Or it gets those again.
This whole fucking thing.
Here's a little known fact. Reptilians are very dangerous alien species that are bent on the domination of Earth. They are very intelligent, known as evil, have telekinetic powers, and have a warlike mentality.
So you obviously got this off the internet. When you say they are very intelligent, don't you feel like a reptilian wrote that? Yeah, they're very intelligent.
And they're dead sexy too.
Yeah, and they hide their enormous genitalia. It's there. It's just hidden.
They have to hide enormous. It because you'd be embarrassed by how large it is.
Well, hold on. I got to jump in here because when we think reptilian, right, we think of very composed people.
Don't say we, you. Don't fucking put me in with you.
Oh, boy. All right, humans, us humans.
That's fair. Yes. That's the best point that's been made on this show.
We think of people of great stature who are very composed and calm and great in these tough situations. Like, look at Obama or Queen Elizabeth II.
Or Benedict Cumberbatch.
Mm-hmm. Or Benedict, just stone cold. When I think of W, I don't see that so much. I don't see a super intelligent, composed person. I see an average Joe like us. HW, maybe.
Want to know why? Because they are trying to keep their bloodline so intact they inbreed like motherfuckers, and you spit out a bush every once in a while.
You get a bad egg every once in a while.
Yeah, but you know what? You still got to throw them up to the front.
Absolutely. I mean, I bet you the Habsburgs were absolutely reptilians. Like yeah. Same thing. They fell to the same fate. Basically, cockeyed optimism and their own self-interest.
And cockeyed after enough years.
Exactly.
Inbreeding. Probably where the blue blood comes through. Like, it's just, it's all muddled. It's so muddled.
I'm David Pumpkins!
David Pumpkins is not allowed on this show.
Wait, play his little hook. Play the hook.
Hold on.
Bailey, you ruined the whole show.
I do have this.
I'm David Pumpkins!
Have telekinetic powers and have a warlike mentality that has driven them to secretly incorporate themselves into our society for their cause. Some conspiracy theories suspect that many important leaders are actually reptilians, as John stated earlier. British royal family, George W. Bush, pretty much the entire Bush clan, minus, what's the weird one? Not Jeb. Bubba.
Oh, the one that made the,
Buddy?
No, Buddy Bush. Hey, it's me, Buddy Bush.
Isn't
there a Buddy Bush Ford?
A brother or something that like makes a Billy Bush?
Billy Bush?
That makes a beer?
No, there's a cousin. Beer. Billy Bush is a cousin.
Or not the one that grabbed a pussy with Trump. I'm talking like older one that made a beer or something.
I think you're thinking of Carter's brother. That made Billy Beer was Billy Carter's.
Yeah.
Beer.
Oh, yeah.
But okay. I mean I'm also
sure reptilians.
Jimmy Carter, like, yeah, he grew tons of peanuts. What do you think
the 45 presidents have been reptilians? So it's
how
safe.
Do you think they lure the children in? An endless supply of peanuts provided by the Carter family.
I use cocaine and promises of acting work. Well, but that's just me. I mean, great call.
Here we are.
Great call.
Thank you, caller.
I hope that's the last pedophilia joke. I feel like it won't be, though.
So hold on, Brian. You said 43 of the 45 presidents.
That's a known fact. Yes.
Known fact. Are you gonna let the audience in on what two presidents have not been reptilians?
Well, I already told you.
It's
one.
Easy. One we already know.
He's a mole man.
I can tell you the other one, and you want to talk about tying up loose ends? I'm about to change lives right now for those who regularly listen to the show, because what in the world do you think the JFK conspiracy is all about? The other non-reptilian being killed by reptilians.
That was even in, if you go back to our JFK episode, that was one of the things. He was going to blow the whistle on aliens and all that bullshit. And they're like, take them out. Fuck them.
Who do you think the most known reptilian of all time is? Jack Ruby.
I don't know if you heard that, but that was the mic dropping from Joe. He just walked out.
Jack Ruby spelled backwards, lizard man.
Literally.
Little known fact.
In Swahili. It's, you know.
It's the correct pronunciation.
Don't look that up. Just go with it.
Frankly, stop sounding like an idiot and pronounce it right.
Reptile wins.
There are a few different theories as to where the reptilians actually come from. Some say they were on Earth before us humans and live in secret underground in various caverns around the world, while others believe they are from the Alpha Draconi or Draconi star system or the Orion constellation or both. And I find that kind of fun. And I read a ton about that. Like, so some people think, no, they're fucking Earth people and they're just in that hollow Earth.
Well,
where altimeters fuck everything up.
What do you think Trump meant when he said he was going to drain the swamp?
Exactly. That motherfucker.
He's got him.
He knew he was talking about reptiles.
Yep. He's going, going
here
to
you
war.
Go. Next thing you know, who isn't supporting him? His best friend, Bill Clinton? Nope. Wife going for the presidency. H.W. Bush? He won't freaking back the Republican nominee. Why? Draining the swamp.
None of the living presidents
None of the
will.
Living presidents
they
would.
They're all
yeah.
reptilians.
Uh-oh. We're really knocking on some doors
you
here.
You know, I don't think they're from the Orion galaxy or anything like that.
Yeah,
from
Nebula.
They are not only from a different planet, they are from a different dimension.
That
and
is.
And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Uh-oh! The lower fourth dimension, I believe, is what they say. Why does it have to be the lower fourth? Like, what is it?
It's like they do a really good job. Move it on up!
club.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, they weren't country club members where they came from, or why would they leave?
So
it's like leaving Poland, the land of ponies. Like, you don't come to America if you've got a pony.
So we don't even have good overlords. We have, like, the shitty version of
yes,
the overlords.
It's exactly like the Targaryens in A Song of Ice and Fire. They were pathetic in the Valyrian dynasty. Like, that's why they came. So anyways, we digress.
Nerd alert.
I was at a antique show.
Speaking of nerd alert, nice segue. Yeah. Nice segue.
Custom craft show, whatever. And this dude's selling swords. And he comes up to me and he goes,
which are the finest quality. I can only imagine.
You know that sword you're looking at, it's Valyrian steel. And I start busting up laughing. And then he realized that I knew what he wasn't trying to make a joke. He was trying to use the word Valyrian. Like I either one.
So like your mom or dad or someone's parent would be like, I've heard that word.
I've heard that word. Exactly.
Sounds real.
Yeah. I'll take that.
That sounds good. I'll take that.
Yeah. I'll pay a 20% markup on that.
I want that.
Is this safe for a 6-year-old? Because I just want to make sure my nephew's going to like it.
Is that signed by Randy Jackson?
All the best Valyrian steel has Randy Jackson's name printed into it. So I know this because I watch Antiques Roadshow.
I know it because I watch the late night sword thing on Gnome Shopping Network. And let me tell you, the only thing better than a genuine Bowie is a Valyrian steel sword.
It cuts a can. It cuts a pickle. I can still cut my arm hair.
And that is an actual elk horn handle.
Oh. And that is an actual arm wound. Can we get some medics in here, please?
I am losing a lot of blood. We're going to have to go to commercial.
I am seeing spots.
When we come back, Bowie knives. I don't even know.
We got it.
When we come back, the Martha Stewart collection.
When we come back, so, a 1989 Upper Deck Ken Griffey.
I own that card. What the fuck happened?
It's worth like $4.80 still.
Is it really?
$4.80.
Damn it. He got me good.
So one of the things that was kind of interesting on this, they talk about like they're from Earth, like pre-humans, or they're from the Alfred Draconi, the Draco people, as they call. Some of them say that they actually came to Earth before the humans, and the ones that are here that live underground have been living here that long, and they're of a lower caste system. So the caste system goes the lizard people with wings, the lizard people without wings, and then the lizard people that are on Earth that live
every
in the...
Every time a bell rings, a lizard gets its wings.
That's exactly how
well,
it goes.
Well, then I think there is one other class, though. There's those who walk among us, kind of like those the daywalkers.
So those are the hybrids, and the thing is, most of the hybrids don't know they're hybrids. You just, you know, and they're controlled telepathically.
So that explains the mind blow that we're going to see in a little while when you realize you're a reptilian. The big
Mama
reveal.
Don't like tattletales.
The big reveal. It's going to be like a makeover. We need to do video for this one. Like, it's like the big reveal. Like, is he not the father? Like, he is the reptilian.
Next week on Mari.
Brent, come on out.
Only it's going to be Zalrod the Magnificent. Come on out. You're Brent's father.
I'm so proud of you.
By the way, how come all of their names always have an X or a Z in it?
Yeah,
like, always. Yes. And I mean, they're the luckiest people in the world. I wish I had been named something with a
because
Z or an X in it.
Because they have a forked tongue and Z's just work.
God, that's so cool.
They have my son Xylophone. And Xerox, and those are the only X words that I can think of.
Like, I've thought about changing my name
like
to Joseph. Like, with a Z, just because it's
like
awesome.
I like Diet Drinks. Sweetened with Xylitol.
Xylitol. I was thinking of changing my name to Joseph. Like, I mean, that'd be pretty sweet.
Can we just call you Ziff?
Yes. Ooh. Who could beat me? Other than a purebred reptilian, no one.
Even then, they'd bow down. They know.
They might. But not my king.
So the reptilians have been around since the beginning of mankind and have been thought to have given the human race much of its early technology, helped build the pyramids, worked with the Mayans, and helped start early religion, pretending to be gods and manipulating Adam and Eve in the Bible. Snake
Serpent.
In the Garden of Eden, anyone? Hey,
so if you listen to the reptilian conspiracy theorists,
and
the way that the Bible that we read is written was translated incorrectly.
You mean that rubbish that they put in front of us when the real one's held in the basement of the Vatican?
Which actually, okay, let me stop there. Translated incorrectly, hold some water, right? Like, there are different words in the Bible that if you actually go back and look at the Hebrew, you know, like, it, okay, yeah, the NIV version probably isn't saying that correctly. Okay, fair enough. But what they say is that some of those words actually meant that that the snake in the Garden of Eden was a humanoid, a reptile creature. That's why he said, God said when he kicked him out of the Garden of Eden to the snake, you will now crawl on your belly.
Yeah. And it was a serpent, not a snake. I mean, let's all be clear about that in the original Hebrew.
So. I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking
Garden of Eden.
edit that in.
You know what? I mean, if someone's got to play God, it might as well be Samuel L. Jackson.
It might as well be God. Well, then there's also the part, like, this is you got to go deep to get into this situation. But if you want to talk about the Bible, you have the
show. I like it.
Yeah. Let's get real deep. You've got the Anakim, which, you know, everyone knows the story of David and Goliath.
Did
most
you say
people,
Anakin, like Skywalker?
No. Anakim with an M. So Goliath, everyone knows David and Goliath. Goliath being a giant, going back to how big are reptilians?
Up to 22 feet.
Yeah, somewhere between 22 feet.
1,800 pounds.
Goliath was somewhere between 12 and 15 feet. Well, yep. He was an Anakim, a son of Anak. And the Anunnaki is potentially a Anak could be a mistranslation of the Anunnaki. Like, we're still back. It all comes full circle every single time, guys. I'm telling you.
I'm turgid right now.
The Bible is literally about reptilians.
You heard it here first.
The whole thing. You heard it here first. Raptor Jesus exists.
Do you want to explain what Raptor Jesus means?
It's like regular Jesus, but with larger claws.
And well,
it's
regular Jesus, but here's the deal.
And he can sneak up on you?
Well, here's the deal. Nowhere in the Bible does it say Jesus was not a raptor.
And nowhere the Bible doesn't say Jesus wasn't a clever girl.
Fact. Exactly. Run as fast as you can.
And he knew how to open doors. I mean, it just makes sense.
Now I'm ready for some shirtless Goldblum.
Oddly enough, that was John's nickname in high school.
It is.
Shirtless Goldblum.
Shirtless Goldblum, yeah.
Had to do with his nipples, though. Completely different topic.
It is interesting how all of these weird, different, disparate theories on reptilians all tie into religion somehow of some, whether it be, you know, Christian religion or ancient Egyptian religion or pretty much any religion that, you know, that we're aware of somehow has some tie into reptilians. There was always a reptile godlike creature.
Yeah. Look at all the cave paintings and all over the world. They always have the bipedal person with a lizard or reptilian head in every, you know.
Sure, even Hindu traditions. I mean, it's massive, you know. We always think of whatever kind of Judeo-Christian stuff you want to think of, but yeah. It's
or Eastern dragons. I mean, look at dragons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Far East, John. It's mysterious, isn't it?
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking podcast.
So out of all the different types of aliens visiting Earth, the reptilians are by far the most dangerous to our very existence as humans. They have very little respect for us and want the Earth for themselves. Some say that the Greys have been working against the reptilians in order to help the human race, but it's unclear why.
Wait, hold on. Is that the tall Greys or the short Greys?
Grey's Anatomy.
We're going to tell you that in just a second.
There's 50 shades.
They may have a similar agenda and don't want the reptilians to acquire the Earth before them. That is the short Greys, who are, they think, either the drones to the reptilians or the tall Greys, one or the other.
I thought short Greys were like slaves.
Drones, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, they do the bidding of others. Here's what I don't
think. That's why we've caught.
Slaves
that's why
is a loaded word, man. I just today went through a HR workshop about things like this. Like,
did they bring up
you can't say slaves.
Forms?
I attempted to. It was called respecting yourself and others, and they didn't.
Did they touch on subjugated life forms doing the bidding of other extraterrestrial entities? Was that part of it?
Specifically.
It was thorough then.
But that's why we've been allowed to capture short grays, because they are the worker bees.
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing. So we're fucking here on Earth doing blah, 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 blah. And supposedly these reptilians have been around for hundreds of thousands of years pre us. How hard is it just to take us fucking over? You know what? Come down in a ship and half of us will fucking people on this Earth will commit religious suicide, and you're already half the battle's over.
They're trying to do it without a mutiny. They're trying to get in our ranks, become one of us, lead us, get us to love. We love Beyonce. We all know she's a reptilian.
It's true.
Them titties ain't reptilian.
Well, it's also, I mean, you have to think about the fact that, like, first of all, we're dealing with the lowest class of their society.
So they walking were, among us, they I don't have wings.
They were dealing with the lowest class.
Well, they are. But also, like, you think about the propaganda machine that the reptilians have put together. These movies like Independence Day that get people to believe that somehow aliens are some kind of ultra powerful being taking the eye off the ball. We are not vigilant in our watching for reptilian activity, because all we're expecting is all this huge spectacle.
So what you're saying is, man, they say to keep your eyes on the skies, but we need to keep our shovels on the ground.
You got
to
keep those shovels deep in the ground.
All I know is whenever I'm thinking about good examples of how to watch out for alien life forms, I think of Independence Day.
Is that something you spend a lot of time? Like, and now I've allotted myself 15 minutes to think about good examples of.
Oh, indeed.
Well, were you thinking about that this weekend before you watch the classic Rod Piper? I do call him Rod in his elderly age. Film.
Elderly,
they live.
Elderly dead age.
Mama don't like tattletales.
Hey, there's a better one.
Let's do it.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
That is fucking fantastic.
That's it.
So I couldn't tell. I don't think that the aliens that they were seeing with the glasses were reptilians necessarily, but very similar agenda taking
same
over.
Same agenda, yeah. Like
without us knowing.
They're the man keeping us down.
Well, it might be the aliens that bred with the reptilians that led to the creation of the human race.
Rowdy Roddy Piper, God rest his soul. Conspiracy bot, can we have a little Rowdy Roddy Piper from the ring?
Must be a little tiny, itsy world you come from with a munchkin titted and dachshund hounds that don't bark. Because you've been doing enough barking for them all. See, me, I'm real plain and simple and direct. They call me Hot Rod. Everybody knows it. I don't have to say what I am, because I've done it.
Hot Rod, baby. Hell yes.
Classic Andy Samberg.
Woo! So, that movie was on
El Rey Network, I'm sure.
No, no.
Esquire Network. Does that still exist?
On Rotten Tomatoes, of course, it was in the 90s, I think, from People Score. The critic score was something like 89 or 90.
That's staggering. For that.
A third of the movie is the fight in the alley between him and
strange
him and the guy from Men at Work that says never touch another man's French fries. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking we got us another crazy reptilian with a gun. Well, let me tell you something. Human life means very little to me at this point in time. No Men at Work fans here in the room.
We appreciate it nonetheless. Keith David's the guy's name.
There you go.
The other thing I couldn't understand.
He also advertises, by the way, for the U.S. Navy these days.
Let's all
make sure we're aware of that.
The other thing I didn't understand is why Keith David was so hell-bent on not putting the sunglasses on.
It is true. It's a pretty trivial thing to refuse to do.
They beat the living fuck out of each other for 25 minutes, so he didn't have to put the sunglasses on. Yeah.
Well, he's got a look.
And lastly, why is it called They Live? Who lives? What is happening?
John, this is, I mean, where we bring it all back around, man. I told you, the propaganda machine. That's one that slipped through out of the lamestream media, got through, somehow got made, got produced, got 90% critic score. Everyone wants to bring it down. There's a huge propaganda machine saying that it's not a good movie. You watched it. You know you're wrong. It was way better than you think it is.
Yep.
And the fact is, here's a movie that's telling us they live. It was the only opportunity they had.
The original working title was They Live in the Swamp.
The only thing you have to really remember is this.
Mama don't like tattletales.
You damn right.
And with that, we'll be back after the break.
Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I have to go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we wanted to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete your 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today.
It's in a book. Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rambo.
Reading Rainbow.
Reptile wins.
Always.
Mortal
Kombat. LeVar Burton, obviously a reptilian. Welcome back,
questionable.
Kids.
Without saying, that's why he wore the visor.
Would a reptilian need the visor? I think this is actually a very valid thing to discuss.
That's Jordy LaForge.
LeVar Burton and Jordy LaForge are clearly one and the same. Preface, time travel.
LeVar Burton showed up to the fucking audition wearing that visor, and they're like, no, we'll go with that. Well,
because he showed up to the audition.
Dumbass hats.
Well, he showed up to the audition from the year 2065.
He's like, you don't know this, but this is what everyone's going to be wearing.
Well, they're talking about the visor. I said, did the queen need all those dumbass hats? Like, she's reptilian. Fair she's just point. Trying to fit in with our wacky
hats
fashion.
And those weird fucking neck collar monstrosity things.
I thought you were going to say weird fucking corgis.
When you said weird hats, I thought you were talking about Guinan. I was stuck on Star Trek.
Guinan is Queen Elizabeth in that century.
Very true.
Bailey, I want to hear more about this. Tell us more about fashion and its impact on reptilians fitting into society.
I think the need for a visor doesn't determine whether a person's reptilian or not.
But they're hats
trying
do?
To fit among
I got a lot of friends that wear visors. That doesn't mean that they're not good enough for you people.
Serve the same purpose that a visor does?
Mom, stop judging people because they wear visors.
True. What do the hats have to do with this?
Well, the queen is obviously a reptilian. Wears stupid hats.
What is the crown?
Hello! Wait, the queen's here.
Mrs. Doubtfire is the queen?
Mrs. Featherbottom is the queen.
Blown out, I'm sure.
Queen, what are you doing here? Oh, I just thought I would stop by and say hello.
Queen, how was the corgi funeral last week?
Oh, you know, it was wonderful. I killed that bitch, Princess Diana.
Queen, why do you have such a fucking large beard?
It's a son of a bitch, beginning into your 90s. Hair starts coming out of all places.
Like your thorax and whatever other parts that a reptilian might have. Did I say that?
Is the corgi a reptilian?
The corgi might be.
They're just little, the corgis they're little might fucking be. There's newts like seven and geckos and shit.
Oh, hello! All right, goodbye.
Well, that went well.
All right, so Brent, tell us more about where the reptilians, well, at least the theory on the reptilians might have come from.
No, just where they came from.
Oh, okay.
These are facts.
Go ahead, yeah, obviously.
So a man by the name of David Icke, who I'm sure is all on your shelf for reading material. So David Icke.
I prefer David Icke.
David Icke. In his Ancient Astronaut Narrative, Icke argues that humanity has been genetically manipulated by the Babylonian Brotherhood, a hybrid race of human extraterrestrial reptilians, also known as the Illuminati. He briefly introduced the extraterrestrial hypothesis in The Robots Rebellion in 1994, citing Bill Cooper's Behold a Pale Horse back in 91, and expanded on it in And the Truth Shall Set You Free, 95. Citing Barbara Marciniak's...
Say that three times fast.
Bringers of the Dawn, 92. So that's a lot of mumbo-jumbo citing shit, just to say that this all kind of stems from David Icke.
Speaking of pronunciation and David Icke, Bailey, did he pronounce that right? And what other words do we want to talk about pronunciation of?
Oh, jeez. Don't... No, we're not doing this.
No?
What other words are there?
The word.
Oh, geez. Okay. Oh, I know what we're doing. If we're going to get into pronunciations here, well, there's a phrase that you can use to determine whether a person's reptilian or not.
No, we're not going to talk about that.
So I shut it down first. You're shutting it down now. Shut the fuck up, Bailey.
Where is the queen?
Bailey has talked way too much on this episode. Queen? She has talked way too much.
So there's like, it's like
hello.
It's like you go like dot dot dot, and if there's a fucking reptilian, they gotta go like dot dot. God damn it, I gave myself away.
Reptilians have their own limits, right? You can't. They can't lie to you if you ask, "Hey, are you a reptilian?"
So they have a weird moral code. Yeah.
Avoid the question. They can't outright lie about it.
It's like vampires.
And they don't want to say yes.
Vampires are these super awesome beings that can do anything and say it, but they can't come in your house unless you invite them.
And if you throw a bunch of shit on the floor, they have to count it. That's a weird thing. That's literally a vampire lore.
They're like, autistic.
Definitely 47 beings. Right.
By the way, for reference for all listeners, if you want to understand all of these things about vampires, I strongly recommend the documentary What We Do in the Shadows.
I strongly recommend you say fuck that and listen to Hysteria 51 episode Vampires. It's much better.
You wanted to say what number right there, but
thought
you
about
weren't
it,
sure.
Skipped over it. Not quite sure.
Well, as we continue, there's a phrase that reptilians are unable to say. There are two phrases, actually. One is a little more well-known than the other. There is Kininigan.
Mm.
Reptilians can't say it. They'll trick you. They'll trick you. They'll try to say Kininigan. They'll say some variation, but they cannot say Kininigan.
Mm.
Kininigan?
Here's why I know this is propaganda, because we all know, Bailey, you're a reptilian, and you can say that.
They can't say monster.
So wait a second. Maybe the actual word is Kinnigan, and she's saying Kinnigan because she can't say it.
Have you noticed everyone here said it except for Joe, and he just changed and deflected?
Joe, are you a reptilian?
Just calm down, everyone. Calm down.
Oh, boy. There's also a lesser-known phrase that they can't say, and
Joe?
It's Zin-Uru. Joe, let's go.
What does Zin-Uru or Kininigan have to do with it?
Like, Brent, why are you helping him deflect?
What do they mean is the question
I don't know,
I
Joe.
Like,
what do
where
they
did
mean?
Those words come from?
Stop changing the subject. Kininigan, Zin-Uru.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Fascinating made up words by a false human.
He did let us know he was 7 out of 8 on the reptilian test.
Well, let's calm down on that.
Muster the Goombas.
Not my king.
A little backstory on David Icke. Yeah. You were just talking about Icke. He's a British dude.
Of course he is. He was Lieutenant Icke, if you so will.
Of course he is, because the Brits are... Well, yes. Let's not go down that road.
He was what they might
Our
call
friends.
A footballer.
he played soccer. He was a goalie. Actually, he played for Leicester, I think.
And Worcester.
If I said that wrong, and you know, whatever.
Worcester is a word that you know, we can all say.
Okay. Well done. He actually had to quit playing because of arthritis, and he became a really prominent sportscaster. I mean, to the point where there's a big national British like weekly show, I guess like This Week in Sports or something like that. He was like their Bob Costas or their Al Michaels or, you know, like a pretty
Aaron
big.
Andrews.
They're Joe Buck.
Oh, I like Joe Buck. All right.
Joe Buck.
I mean, of course he's a reptilian, but I like Joe Buck.
Is he there? Chris Collinsworth.
Oh, I hate Chris Collinsworth. He knows how to get me going. I will fucking talk about Chris Collinsworth.
See there, Joe Morgan.
Glad to see he knows how to get you
I'm
going.
I'm just naming all the guys who are actually really good. False. See there, Joe Morgan.
I love watching Chris Collinsworth's leg get broken.
So how did this guy go?
Oh, no, that was Joe Theismann. Sorry. All right. So
many weird things are happening right now. Like, why are we leg breaking? Joe Theismann, Tim Crumry. Wah!
All right. So David Icke quit playing soccer, became a huge sports star. Then one day decides to he does it in stages. First, he starts representing the Green Party, which in Britain was kind of weird at the time. And
still
then
is.
He comes out and says he's the son of God. And
this was the first I heard about David Icke was in John Ronson's book, The Psychopath Test.
Yeah, John Ronson.
He didn't really touch on the reptilian theory of David Icke much. He really just touched on this was a really prominent figure in Britain. He was a football player. He was a sports commentator. And then he went off the deep end.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's exactly the way to do it.
He was saying that he was contacted by MI5 agents. He was the son of God. He was, you know, the new coming Christ. He was everyone's savior. And then he lived, you know, as a recluse for a couple of years.
What if they have that
absolute poverty in a cabin? He just really went off the deep end.
What if they have that weird code where they can't lie, they can't do this shit? And one of the codes is they have to come clean with one motherfucker all the time, and they just picked him, and everything he's saying is like the god on it.
I don't like where you're going with this.
Like he's just like, fuck, I know everything.
Do you know why I know that that's correct? Because
you're the one who fucking like told him.
Because hey, no, because in Britain, recluse is a synonym for reptilian.
For spider.
And spider.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is weird, but it's
it works.
Somehow it all makes sense. Trust me.
They both have skills.
Don't look it up. Do not look that up.
So
only a communist would look that up.
Or a Brit. Reptilian. Or a dirty Brit.
Uh-oh.
So before he went into seclusion, he went on a British talk show, forgetting the name of it.
Called like Bangers and Mash or something horrible.
I'm sure it was. And it probably played the freaking Benny Hill or whatever his name is. Music at the
Yackety Sack.
Conspiracy bot, give us some Benny Hill.
So not only did he go on this show, he showed up on this show in a turquoise tracksuit and said it was the age of turquoise.
It was his turquoise phase.
Yeah, or his turquoise phase. Thank you.
He wore all turquoise. He brought in a new wife into the relationship. He had a new son with his original wife. He had a daughter with his new wife.
Who also was the psychic who led him towards all of this.
And
right?
Again, British, we come back to British fashion and its relation to reptilians.
It all ties together. Since then, he has written 15 books. And while he was on that particular Bangers and Mash show, everyone was laughing at him. He became the laughing stock. That's when he became the recluse. But then he started to gain some traction.
And then he started to gain some more traction. And now he tours the world and fills fucking auditoriums full of thousands of people talking about how the reptilians are taking us over. And like I said, he's written 15 books, and all the books are like these huge, thick 1500 page tomes.
And he throws so much shit up on the wall. Some of it's going to stick, and it does. And then everyone goes, well, yep, he's right. So we might as well, well bow to our
even
reptilian
if he's
overlords.
Bullshitting, he knows what he's doing because he's making a shitload of cash.
Well, that's one way to look at it. You could also look at it as he throws so much misdirection up that those who want to hear the reality
like
of
what
he's saying
are happening.
Like
he's a modern-day twist on a mentalist?
That's exactly right.
He also is
John knows.
The only person still rocking a halfway decent-looking mullet that can pull it off.
I don't want to say the only one. There's a guy that lives in the alley a couple blocks over. Not bad. Not
you
bad.
Guys also have not been to the Indy 500 where it happens consistently.
The other thing about David Icke is he continues to progress his theories throughout time and throughout
space.
Frankly, Dimension. Pop culture. Dimension. So whenever he hears something in pop culture that he thinks he
that's
really
the,
likes.
The lower dimension of pop culture?
Yeah, yeah. The lower part of pop culture.
TMZ.
Well, why haven't I not seen him on TMZ? I question the pop culture influence he's having.
For instance, after The Matrix came out, he started talking about how the reptilians were actually living in the moon and projecting and controlling us all through a...
Well, he took the red pill.
He actually called it.
He actually said that the entire universe could be a hologram, which now mainstream scientists are starting to talk about. Like, well, you know, that's a fucking possibility. I use the term loosely, but no, but for real.
Because they also took the red pill.
And most recently, I heard an interview with him.
And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Most recently, I heard a rabbit. rabbit with him. Most recently, I saw an interview with him, and he talked about how the Earth is going to become a Hunger Games-like state.
But that's just a fucking given. I mean, that's not even.
Yeah, I mean, there's people like.
He just literally takes whatever's top of mind in pop culture and goes, yep, that's happening next.
Well, yeah, but I think
we are going to be rolled by a small rodent named Brain, and his pinky sidekick will be there.
As long
Snarf
as the,
will be our battle cry.
As long as the song gets played from Pinky and the Brain, I think we'll all be fine. But I do want to make sure we point out that I think there is a misconception around the Hunger Games. Like, this is a prophetic storyline similar to when Marx wrote the Communist Revolution.
Yeah, I mean,
these are people who are seeing in the future and telling us.
Not a day goes by that you don't walk down and some poor bastard is got Hunger Games in one hand and preaching on the side of a corner.
Exactly.
Like, preach on, brother.
I saw a report recently from Anderson Cooper that there is a girl who was born named Katniss.
Now she
Cooper
was born
cannot
Katniss?
Be trusted though. Yeah. He's a reptilian. He's a from reptilian. A pure bloodline, the Vanderbilts. Absolutely reptilian. Have you seen his face?
J. David Icke, what are we gonna do tonight?
Same thing we do every day. Whoever you are. J. David Icke.
Pinky. You're David Icke. What's happened?
I went cross-eyed on that one.
Rewind that one.
Yeah, go ahead and do it again.
J. David Icke, what are we going to do tonight?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try and expose the reptilians.
If we're talking about Icke, though, we probably should touch on how a lot of people think his reptilians theory and all his big talks is just a thin veneer on his theory that Jews are taking over the world.
Oh, he's don't like
Jews are in power.
I think it's such a thin veil that he's a fucking anti-Semite. Mm-hmm. Like, not everyone thinks that. Some people actually think that, no, he's not saying that. People are just misconstruing and these neo-Nazi
That's
fuckheads.
That's what I'm saying is some people think, oh, this is what he's really meaning to say, but he's trying to satire
Isn't it sad in one way some guy can come forward and he's like, fucking space lizards are trying to take over, and someone in the back stands up and goes, yeah, fuck the Jews, and you're like, no, that's not, where'd you get that?
Well, like, what? That's literally, I think, what happened.
Yeah, no, he's like,
I think David Icke,
aliens, we get it, the Jews.
I think, like, David Icke is certifiably batshit, or maybe the saddest person alive, but either way, believes that there are 12 to 22 foot lizard-like people in this universe controlling us all.
And well, then a few other people are like, yeah, he means the Jews. And it takes fire. No, he means actual living fucking people.
Can we quickly just make sure we consider the notion that why is it so outrageous or why does anyone think that they're slandering the Jews by saying they want to take over the world? You know who wants to take over the world? I want to take over the world. I'm going to go ahead and guess that the Jews want to take over the world just like I do. And I think everyone else does. So like, how did that become a thing that's bad?
I think the problem with it is, you ever see that episode of South Park where it's like they write the book, The Poop That Took a Pee, and everyone,
Scrody McBooger Balls. Yeah.
Everyone is reading so fucking far into it, and the far left is just using it as their anthem.
My butter's far stotch. Right
is using it as their
Leopold
own
stotch.
Leopold butter stotch.
What are you talking about? That's the most blatant pro-abortion book I've ever read.
Have you read this book?
We're conspiracy about
conspiracy about. Give us a little of that.
The Poop That Took a Pee. Chapter 1. Douglas had to poop. His butt was all stinky because he had to poop so badly. There was a gross woman named Rebecca, who was sunbathing all naked and she was fat. Douglas walked up to her and said, "I need to poop." "Okay," Rebecca replied. "I like poop." Douglas squatted down over the fat sunbathing lady and went poop.
He's trying to take over the world, the conspiracy bot. I would hope.
Like, it's just,
we got to keep that AI in check.
It is staggering the shit that you can say that people just run with, and people use your name in vain, whoever the proverbial you are, no matter what you do, to move their own propaganda.
Well, we know who
agenda.
The you is, the reptilians.
That's right. That is true.
Now, the one thing that could be said negatively is a while back, David Icke's website did link at one point to an anti-Semitic website. Mm. And when he was directly asked about that, he said, "I had no idea about that. The moment that it was brought to my attention, because I had a webmaster handling it, I fired the webmaster and took it off."
Was the webmaster anything like Conspiracy Bot?
"I'm going to be your life master. Not just your webmaster you meet sex."
I just love the mystery of webmasters.
I haven't heard that phrase since 2002.
A webmaster of the universe?
So the point being that he's not a man scared to tell you exactly what he thinks. And he has been on the record over and over again saying, "Listen, I'm not talking, this isn't some thinly veiled reference. I'm talking about fucking lizard people."
So, speaking of lizard people, so in 99, he identified the Brotherhood of Descendants of Reptilians from the constellation Draco. So that's kind of where that bullshit. The Brotherhood, the reptilians, are descendants from the constellation Draco, who live in
that's why they're called Draconians, right?
Draconians, who live in caverns inside the earth. They are the deities known as the Anunnaki, as Joe said earlier, in the Babylonian creation myth. Fallen angels, the watchers who mated with human women in biblical times. Here's a quote from an interview. "When you get back to the ancient world, you find this recurring theme of a union between a non-human race and humans, creating a hybrid race." So he's saying these were
They were called the Nephilim in the Bible, actually.
There's actually talk about the Anunnaki could have been the Nephilim. And, you know, you talked about David and Goliath and shit like that. So he says in 98.
Okay, hold on. For those of us that are too stupid to know what the fuck you're talking about, what is Nephilim?
Nephilim are the highest order of angels. They had six wings. They cover their face, their legs, their back.
Yeah.
There's a book in the Bible that says the Nephilim are these types of angels.
The highest order of angels.
There's a reference in the Bible to a unusual race of fallen angels from the Nephilim.
Fallen angels? Well, the highest order of angels.
I thought it was the highest order. I'm sorry.
Fallen angels from among the highest order of angels, producing offspring with humans of the cursed side of the Cain and Abel story. So you have Cain killed Abel.
That's not in the Bible.
Oh, it absolutely is. So
it's in the Bible that angels bred with humans.
Yes.
What book is that in?
One of the Pentateuch. It exists. It's a very minor reference, but it gets run with by a lot of people. Oh, it's fantastic to read about. Trust me. One of my favorite things.
It's like the original 50 Shades
of Grey. We'll parking lot it. We'll come back to another episode.
Yeah, actually, that should be an episode because it's awesome.
Awesome.
So he says in 98, he starts coming across people who told him that they'd seen people change into a non-human form. It's the age-old phenomenon known as shape-shifting. The basic form is of a scaly humanoid with reptilian rather than humanoid eyes.
I saw John do that on the train on the way out here.
That's just because he was smoking that.
No, that's because Joe was smoking.
That's just because he was coming into contact with those fucking L train seats, and there is no fucking clue what's on that shit.
It is the blue line. Chicago's third classiest line.
Fucking this guy just, I don't know. What's your take on him, man? Like, he's out there, but he sticks with it. All these people that we go through, they stick by their story.
Here's the deal. He's sticking with it because he's making money off of it.
Yeah, he's like, every crowd's like 6,000 plus people coming to see him talk about this bullshit.
Oh, yeah. He draws a crowd. He's the real deal. And his fashion sense, by the way, he wears similar hats, not so much when he's giving speeches, but if you dig, you can find it. He wears the Queen's hats.
Oh, hello!
So it's suggested that the Anunnaki came to Earth for its precious metals, and Ike maintains so that they came for monoatomic gold, a non-existent mineral. Only gases can be monoatomic in a monoatomic state.
The noble gases, yes.
That he states, or he writes, increases the capacity of the nervous system 10,000-fold. After ingesting it, the reptilians can process vast amounts of information, speed up trans-dimensional travel, and shapeshift from reptilian to human.
Okay, this is totally out there. Like, none of us clearly prepared for this, but it just something came to mind as we sit here ensconced in Green Lantern lore. And you talk about that. I'm curious, Green Lantern being DC, this is a Marvel concept, but is this not the story of the Inhumans right now that we're talking about? Like
the proper bloodlines
and the transformative period of ingesting the Terrigen Mist. I mean, did Ike read an Inhuman a series of Inhumans?
I'm just a fucking big comic book nerd, and
I think that's what just happened. I mean, that's why Marvel axed the Inhumans movie. Ike's already owning it.
The Anunnaki, their supreme leader, Dr. Connor,
aka Black Bolt.
Dr. Connor, the lizard man.
I have a genuine question. If these reptilians are from the Draco constellation, that's in this galaxy, correct?
I don't know.
So
John?
Yes,
I mean this galaxy and this dimension.
Yes, this galaxy, and actually, it said in something I was reading, they believe that they were the first to become spacefaring in the Milky Way, so they see themselves as the proper rulers of the Milky Way.
So, were they the ones?
So what's their business in other dimension travels? Why do they need that?
Because
let's crush this one first.
Because if you ask in the right circles, they already are crushing this one. This is one of many planets that they are already controlling. You know what they're not making any more of? Land. So you hop dimensions and you go, uh-oh, I got to go over to this fucking...
So are we in the additional dimension? They already, like, rule everything in the other one?
I thought you were going to say Studebakers when you asked.
I have to ask, what's to gain from ruling humans on Earth? Great. We elected a Bush. We elected a Clinton.
Oh, well, I will tell you.
We elected an Obama.
I will tell you what is to gain by ruling us. No, they are after us because of two reasons. Number one, they don't have a soul. And number two, they have a monocolored aura. They come to us to eat us, to ingest our soul, our brains, and they fucking shoot up our auras like heroin because it's a drug to them. The younger and more innocent, the better. And the more scared the person is when they ingest their aura, the better the high. So they like to scare children and then ingest.
Which
is
why their aura gets eaten up.
That's why they're pedophiliacs. And what I'm about to say is really gross, but I read it in more than one place. They say that reptilians like to perform pedophilia acts, and as they're about to finish, they slit the throats of the children that they're doing that with. I know that's horrible and awful and disgusting, But that is like a real thing that lots of people have written about reptilians.
Why, so yeah, why does that catch on?
I don't, but that's what I don't get. Like, okay, you all can have your fun stories about reptile people, but why the fuck are you talking about that? Like, like silence in the room. There should be silence in the room. That's disgusting.
Like, that's taking it to another dimension.
But that actually brings it back to David Icke. So David Icke has always said the ruling elite, who are also reptile people, have these circles of pedophiliacs that, you know, that trade kids around.
Pizzagate.
And no one wanted to talk about it. And yet it turns out in like the 80s, like I don't remember if it was the early or late 80s, there was the ruling elite of England actually were caught and charged with pedophilia. Like, there was a pedophilia ring.
Like Bailey just said, Pizzagate, that's being touted around right now.
Pizzagate in the U.S. Check it out. Subreddit, Pizzagate.
Yeah.
Stay woke, my friends.
It is. Yeah. Stay woke.
Stay woke.
Stay woke.
By the way, real quick, back to the interdimensional travel and the land.
I just want
to
touch on that for a second.
Well, if we're talking about the ruling elite, we're talking about interdimensional travel.
Let's get
we're talking about
the light topics
the
again.
Motivation being the need for land. I only have one question that we should think about is how much of the land in the other dimension that's already completely used up and developed is Trump developing?
They went to the lower astral plane. It's all Trump Plaza.
What is the Atlantic City?
What if he is
Trump
truly
casino?
This fucking interdimensional traveler who just goes dimension to dimension, saving them
from the reptilians?
He came in here in the early 80s and he's like, this is going to be huge. I'm going to drive them out of here.
You're not even going to believe this. No. Atlantic City is overrun.
You guys, we need to get the rights to this movie right now.
Buckle up, buttercup. This is going to be huge.
Who is anyone on? Is anyone out there getting the URL right now?
Could it be They Live Too?
It's huge.org.
It's huge.
Now, if we three just go U's. Back to the dark subject matter of the reptilians for a second, mm-hmm. Great, they eat us. They
dark
eat children.
Matter.
They love children's blood.
I look stringy. They don't, I'm sure I'm full of fat and gristle. They don't want me.
Here's how we stop them.
Oh. She pulled out notes. She fucking pulled out notes.
She literally is like Van Helsing right now.
Nice 2003 reference, Joe.
And by
you mean 1785 reference?
And by Van Helsing, you mean the large hat and the big duster?
No, I mean literally Anthony Hopkins. Bailey is Anthony Hopkins, just like John is the Queen of England.
Oh, hello! Anyways, certain high-frequency notes inhibit reptilians' ability to feed on humans. You can starve them out, then.
So are those the ones?
The more you know, my friend.
Are those the notes?
You can starve them out.
So if you ever feel like
I would not
like,
be surprised if it were those notes.
So if you ever feel like you're being attacked, you need to bust it like loving you is easy because you're beautiful.
Just turn on the app you use to bother your parents and dogs.
Hang on, let's not be flippant about this. Let's not be flippant about this. Let's go ahead and direct people to the website where you can buy your official reptilian drive away whistle. Have to create a website now where people can buy a whistle from
dog
us.
Whistle app.
I'm just trying to
dog book, whistle.
You know
app.
What? We're going to have to
cut
work.
It. But you guys, I'm giving you the option for product placement here. I'm just trying to give you the
you
option.
Know what? We ain't got it yet. Yeah, we don't have it yet. But Hysteria 51, when we do throw a product page on there, there is going to be an anti-reptilian rape whistle.
Until
yes, as if anyone would want to
just like
her.
A normal rape whistle, but it works on reptilians. Yes.
And it'll have our logo on it.
And that's by right. The way, until that site is up and running and it's available, right now you can buy it at BilboBargains.com. The only place to get your discount LARPing equipment. and reptilian rape whistles.
You know what? Recently, I broke my favorite loot, and Bilbo Bargains was the place to go.
Or you can wave and hope that there's a daily deal from Tom Bombadil's.
Oh boy.
.biz.
You know, a lot of people chuckle when I tell them I'm a 21st century bard, but they never laugh at me at Bilbo Bargains.
This whole fucking thing.
Appropriate.
So, dimensions we were talking about. We were talking about, oh, land. I made that up. But, you know, it just sounds right because, you know, you want babies, you want sex, you want blood. You probably want land. They come from...
Wait, are you talking about me or the reptilians?
Aren't you one of
it's
them?
It's one and the same, I think, at this moment. It says that they're from the lower level of the fourth dimension or the lower astral dimension, the one nearest the physical world.
Okay, can we talk about what that might mean?
Lowlands, there's a reason why Trump says drain the swamp. There's a reason why the political establishment doesn't want Trump.
Joe, I don't
want
to hear
they're
your
from
bullshit.
The lowlands.
What is the fourth dimension? First, let's start there.
I don't want to hear your bullshit. Explain to me what the lower astral dimension is.
Can we get back to the fourth dimension, please?
It's like regular bullshit and then Joe bullshit.
So, let me read on, and the next couple sentences are going to explain that a little
bit. You're reading?
I am at this point in time.
Shh, don't tell
me. The lower astral dimension, the one nearest the physical world, Ike writes, is that the universe consists of an infinite number of dimensions that share the same space, just like television and radio frequencies. Some people can tune their consciousness to other wavelengths, and it is from one of these other dimensions that the Anunnaki control the planet. Although just as fourth dimensional reptilians control us, they are in turn controlled by a fifth dimension. It doesn't really go into what that means. I just think it's MTV.
It's always the man bringing us down.
Well, just real quick, back to what we were talking about earlier with Marvel. What year did Marvel introduce the multiverse? I think Ike literally might have hung out with Stan
Lee
for like
loud
an evening.
Noises like the symbiotes on like
Venom. Yes, I think he hung out with Stan Lee for a night, got hammered, came out of it, and wrote a bunch of books.
There's this guy. He's a reptile, but he can read minds. He's got these reptile children at a school for reptiles.
This sounds very similar to the way that the whole Amityville thing came down. Like, everybody got drunk, had about 17 bottles of wine.
Wait, was Stan Lee involved in Amityville? Is he everywhere?
I think we're tying it all together. He actually is everywhere.
Oh my God. Stan Lee is the reptilian.
He's absolutely reptilian. Maybe
is
not
this
the,
what,
but
is
he's
this
one of
what
the.
We've come to understand here? Is Stan Lee the Queen of England?
Oh, hello!
Hold on, y'all. Have you ever seen them together?
Stanley and the Queen of England?
Yes.
I saw a video once I don't really want to talk about, but they were together.
Has anyone ever seen Stanley and Raptor Jesus in the same room together?
Stanley is all three. He always has been.
Oh my God,
always will be.
The Trinity. Speaking of
Trinity,
red pills.
And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
This is a clusterfuck of an episode, and I love every second of it. But you know what?
You'll be saying wow every time you use this
podcast.
One more thing that I think we need to touch on real quick, and then we'll kind of bring it home. These motherfuckers live.
Where is Homer?
Oh, we're bringing this mother home.
He's about to tell you where
their home
is.
Dimension, upper left side quadrant.
Floor two.
The other thing that they talk about is that these motherfuckers are on Earth. They live underground. They have secret dealings with the U.S. government. And in these caves, they have under places like... probably work right with them. Dulce, however you want to say it. The Denver airport, things like that, where they have thousands and hundreds of miles.
Well, there's legitimate evidence.
Yes.
Including...
how are we defining legitimate at this point?
There is legitimate evidence.
Well, documentation that the CIA was involved with extracting the Chilean miners from the incident in that mine. Why would the CIA be involved in that? There's only one reason, because the Chilean miners weren't involved in a collapse. They were involved with the accidental discovery of one of the reptilian lairs and were being held there, and there was a need for negotiation to get them out.
Into the lower fourth dimension. It happens from time to time.
By accident, frankly.
Wait, the lower fourth dimension or... under us in the Earth's crust, because those are two different fucking things.
I know these are jokes we're trying to make, but
well,
I tell
no, they're dimensions.
You know who could? You know who could make a base underground that would be worth that bullshit?
Made in Germany. You know the Germans always make good stuff.
That's fucking right. The goddamn Germans. That's who.
If we're talking about reptilians that are in the Earth's crust, we are talking about the race from Doctor Who that is known as the Silurians.
No, Doctor Who was talking about the race from at the Draco.
No, Doctor Who was an animal lover, as we all know.
No, this sounds like the Silurians, who we wake them up, they get all pissed off, we gotta negotiate with them.
Yep, Doctor Who was an animal lover, as we all know. Doctor Who was
woke long before we were.
I'm Brian Fellows!
He loves all God's creatures, and the reptilians are God's creatures.
That's what I
want
to see on Saturday Night Live. It's like, that's a weird looking lizard.
That's a weird looking president.
That's a weird looking president. Why is he staring at me?
That president's weird looking. Why don't ruin my credit score?
I hope that queen isn't ruining my credit.
He can see the reptilians that we can't.
Because he's willing to wear the sunglasses.
Quit looking at me.
I'm Brian Fellows.
Why won't he just wear the sunglasses?
Mama don't like tattletales.
John, what do you think about all this bullshit?
Well,
give me a reptilian rundown.
Ooh, gosh, we need a...
Oh, boy.
We need better production quality so we have some sort of thing that says...
Reptilian rundown.
Well, you've got it now.
Yes, we have it now.
I'll add an echo and a gunshot.
Like in the old film...
Hi, everybody.
Like in the
reptilian
old...
spell backwards is go forth.
In the old days, cut... print.
Stop the presses. Was that Simpsons? And they do, and they're like, ah, damn it, that's just a saying. That's gonna take 12 hours.
We can't actually do that.
Son of a bitch.
What do I think? Well, all right. So I don't think that reptilians are actually a thing that you need to refute. It's not like the JFK assassination,
except where you go, with the whistle.
Except where you say. Yeah, I think this happened, or I don't think that happened. No, reptilians are a made up thing. Here's what I really think. I think that the folks that believe in reptilians find it easier to believe that a non-human, other things, I should say, make these horrible things happen in our world. I think it's a cop out. You know what makes horrible things happen in this world? Bad people. We do. Now, I don't mean us, but I mean human beings.
No, literally us in this room.
The four of us in this room.
Thus, we are reptilian, clearly.
I think that is so cathartic to some people to think that we as a species can't be responsible for these awful things. You know, child rape. Taking over the government and making these horrible things happen. We can't do any of that. That's not possible. We would never do that. It must be, lizard people. I just think that it's a weird cop out. Just like some people think that they're lizard people not involved, that there's just a third world order or a new world order that is running everything. They just take it to the next extreme. And you know, that's my ultimate thought on reptilians.
Maybe it's not true. Maybe it's true. Who fucking knows? I mean, it's one of those things people run with it and it gets traction. Like, it's so hard to get traction on things that matter, but shit like this, which I guess the people that believe it think it matters more than anything. It's just a staggering. Google this and see the unending pages of fucking shocking shit on this, the unending videos on YouTube, the people who are anti-Semites that latch onto it and anti-Semitic and horrible people like that. You know what? And maybe it's easier for people that have been through child molestation and thing like that, instead of saying, well, Uncle, you know, Johnny raped me.
Wait, why is his name John?
It just so happened. It's a common name. A lot of people have it. A lot of people rape with it is what we're getting at here. This is actually what we're getting at, is this is an intervention.
Couple
Bailey
Johnny's
asks us all to have you here. And no, it's just a fucking, it's scary, because what if this dude is right? And you know what? Trump is our fucking appointed and anointed savior. That's scary shit.
Draining the swamp.
Here's
He's
what's
a lizard
not scary.
Hunter.
Like, well, he pulls his
get
fucking...
Get him a whistle. Can we get the site up, please? Please. Conspiracy bot, make this happen. Get him a whistle.
Are we going around the room with closing thoughts?
Yeah, go. Okay, hit me. Hit me.
All right.
And then give me your thoughts.
I think the reptilian theory is fun and all, and it's super fun to
especially the, like, the pedophilia part and stuff like that, and the child rape.
Sure. No, it's super interesting to think about and talk about and quasi believe in while knowing that it's not all true. However, I think reptilians do exist in the capacity that the people who are in charge got there for a reason. And if you read the psychopath test, you'll figure out that that's absolutely true.
They use their lizard brain?
They use their lizard brain. They turn off the sympathetic part of their brain. They use their lizard brain that says, me on top. Me food, me sex, me power, me win. You know, forget everything else, but let's do everything that puts me on top.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they get into these positions of power. And that's, you know, what nature way back in the day and even animals now do to survive. And this is our variation of surviving, is turning on that lizard part of your brain.
Right. It's interesting. Absolutely.
Joseph?
Mr. Jojo?
Jojo, the dog face boy. Hit us with some thoughts.
Speaking of dog face, we got the dog barking, distracting me.
You know what? I guarantee you there's a lizard man right outside of my door right now.
Oh, literally.
The dog's burp, burp,
burp. I can feel him. He calls to me. If only I had my whistle. Thank He's God we don't have murder. A whistle.
He's telling me to murder.
Shh. Stop that.
Hey, he's here.
Who is it?
CIA pizza.
I'm Brian Fellows.
Come on in.
Closing thoughts. Good God. How do we close this thing? It's a never-ending conversation, frankly. That I never stop.
Start like she did with like the pro pedophilia part, and then go into your own.
Well, I'm like Bailey. I'm not pro pedophilia. To start,
if anyone wants to talk to her about her pro pedophilia, she can be found on Twitter at.
Go fuck yourself.
And unlike all men named John, I'm not Uncle Rapist. So
I'm David Pumpkins.
that was Uncle Fisty. Get it right now, Uncle Fisty.
Well, I think what we have here is a situation where there's a lot of clear evidence and interesting ideas about the nature of the unknown. And the fact is, as evidenced by things as interesting as the crisis on Infinite Earths, there are other dimensions and there are other species that are involved with what happened here. Who can explain to me the pyramids? We can't even recreate them with modern technology and engineering. Who in the world did that? I don't know. But, you know.
I'll tell you.
You'll be saying, wow, every time you use this towel.
The thing about it is we've got this hollow moon. Somebody's living in there. We've got all kinds of caverns under
the
earth.
Who built it, do you think?
Someone's living in there. I don't know if they built it. I don't know if it's a spaceship. I don't know if it's just a lover of all animals. But here we are.
Made in Germany. You know, the Germans always make good stuff.
So those are our opinions on all this. What do you guys think? We kind of meandered all over this topic because it's a fun one. I mean, as sick and sadistic and everything as it is, it's also way the fuck out there. Let us know what you think. Drop us a line on Twitter at Hysteria51Pod. Let us know what we should have touched on this, what your thoughts are on David Icke, thoughts on Uncle Pederast Johnny over there.
Thoughts on...
I'm David Pumpkins!
Thoughts on being lovers of all of God's creatures.
Also, let us know any topics you want us to talk about. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Hysteria51Podcast.
Our new website.
Oh, Hysteria51.com.
Get your whistles.
They'll be there eventually. And if you're listening to this in the future, go order them now.
Yeah. They'll save you from reptile rapes.
Or in the fourth dimension where they are available.
It's also true.
It's funny. You know what? While we're doing this, I hopped on Twitter just as we were sitting here talking, and I saw Secret Transmissions, another podcast. They said, due to our ties with Illuminati, we got our Pokemon Sun and Moon copies a day early, thanks to our reptilian overlords. Like, that's fucking perfect.
Bailey, isn't that how you got Beyonce's album a day early?
What's her name? No, what's her reptilian name?
Sasha Fierce.
Ah, that was it.
She's not even hot. She's hiding in plain sight. She's like a transformer.
And she's hiding her genitals.
More than meets the eye. Not very well sometimes.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia.
Show me your genitals.
Don't forget to check out our website. And when you're on there, you can also find the link to our Patreon page, where you can give us copious amounts of money for little to no work on our end. It's awesome, and you know you want to do it.
You really, really should do it. Your reptilian overlords would really appreciate it.
And, you know, anytime you're traveling to the lower astral fourth dimension, you're probably going to need a Hysteria 51 t-shirt. That's where you can find one for the low, low price of $25.
You also can get a random drawing from Brent or myself.
That's right. And it can be of anything, even of, like, John is a pedophile, if that's what you're into, or just a lizard man going for a walk.
Wait, we
don't put any stipulations. They get whatever they want.
I'm not sure how
it's art, John. It's art. Let it be.
What just happened? I'm smelling almonds.
Stop trying to combine him.
Does anyone else taste pennies? What's happening here?
Last but not least, do us a favor. Hit us up on iTunes. Obviously, you're listening. We appreciate that. But subscribe. Not only while you're subscribing, do us a favor and just hit that 5-star button. It's so easy. It's right there. Just click on it, and it feels so good. It feels so good. And then when you're done with that, give us a review. Now, you can say whatever you want in the review. As long as it still says 5 stars, it's fine. If it doesn't say 5 stars, the reptilians might or might not come after you.
As an uninterested third party, I can guarantee if you give them 5 stars, the reptilians will not rape you.
It's true. if you give us 5 stars, definitively that will not happen.
I absolutely guarantee it.
Strong words, Joe Peck. Strong words.
We appreciate it.
I've been Brent.
I've been John.
I've been Bailey.
I've been a reptilian.
I have had it with these motherfucking reptilians on this motherfucking podcast.
Thanks for listening to Hysteria 51, a weekly oddcast of conspiracy theories, mysteries, and the unexplained. We'll be back again next week with more known unknowns. If you'd like us to discuss a particular topic, suggest a guest, or simply seek some truth, we'd love to hear from you. You can email the show at hysteria51podcast@yahoo.com and follow us on Twitter at hysteria51pod.
You've been listening to a fourth hand joint.